and you wouldn't believe all the scars. Sword wounds and holes left by cannonballs. It almost makes you cry. What drives the little man is a pure heart. I've never known a man who tried so hard. And I guess you've heard about his wife.
No.
Sweetest little lady you ever met. A perfect saint. But she fell off a ladder and injured her back.
Gosh, really?
Hasn't known a day without pain since she was 6 years old. But she always has a smile and a kind word.
Bub came flying out of the truck window, and he seemed to be carrying something in his hands. Willie continued,
I think that's one of the things that keeps Bub going. That smile on her lips and the glow of light in her face.
He turned his gaze towards the sky.
Boys, sometimes I wish I could be half the man that Bub is. He's a real inspiration.
I turned to Drover. Are you listening? His head was drooped and he began to sniffle.
Yeah, and I don't think I can stand anymore. I feel awful. It makes me want to crawl under my gunny sack and hide.
When we get back to the office, you will stand with your nose in the corner for 30 minutes. And Drover, I want you to think about what a rotten little mutt you've turned out to be.
I will! I can hardly stand myself, but I don't know where else to go.
Just then, Bub returned and handed several items to Willie. Huh. That was odd. He had brought Slim's sack lunch, 2 hay hooks, and a box of socket wrenches from the truck. Willie looked them over and turned to me.
We'll have to take this stuff back to the lab and run some tests.
He pulled a sandwich out of the sack, looked it over, and smelled it. He made an awful face.
He eats this stuff?
Right, yes. It was one of Slim's mackerel and ketchup sandwiches. He ate them all the time. He offered the sandwich to Bub. Bub sniffed it, backed away, and shook his head. So Willie pointed it at me.
Y'all want this?
Well, to be honest, I'd never shared Slim's fondness for canned mackerel. He ate it because it was cheap, don't you see? But what the heck, there was no sense in wasting a sandwich. Willie pitched it in my direction, and I snatched it right out of the air. 3 bites, 1 gulp, and that sandwich was history. Too bad for Slim, hehe. But maybe this would teach him not to sleep on the job. Willie gave me and Drover a pat on the head.
What a couple of fine dogs, and smart. My lands, I don't recall ever meeting 2 smarter dogs. Well, we need to take these tools to the lab. When we get the results, we'll bring them right back here. Bye now.
Willie waved goodbye, and so did Bub. They loaded up in the pickup and drove away. As I watched them drive out of sight, I heaved a sigh. Gee, what a couple of great guys. You know, when you meet people like that, it makes the world seem a little brighter, doesn't it? Drover didn't hear me. He had collapsed on the ground and was crying his heart out. I stood over the runt for a minute, wondering what I should do. On the one hand, he didn't deserve any sympathy after being so rude to our guests. But on the other hand, I really didn't want to listen to him bawl and squall for the rest of the day. I gave him a pat on the shoulder. Drover, I'm sure you didn't intend to be heartless and cruel.
I really didn't. But when Bub first walked up, I thought he looked like...
Like what? Go on, son. Get it out of your system.